Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ili Nishmas, Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Daf Yud Beis. The sugi of Daf Yud Beis starts on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom, so we'll start from over there. The Gemara brings a braise that says, Ki basuko is hoishavti es bnei Yisrael, Anone kovid hoyu divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, sukes mamesh osulohem. The braise here brings us a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What is the explanation in the posuk ki basukos hoishavti? Which sukes is the Torah referring to? Rabbi Eliezer says the Torah is referring to the Anone kovid, which protected Am Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva says that Posuk is referring to Sukkos Mamesh, which means that Am Yisrael built for themselves Sukkos when they were in the Midbar. Theoretically, there is no nafkemina la'alocha between the sheet of Rabbi Lezer and the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The whole nafkemina is how to explain pshat in the Posuk, ki basuko yisoy shavti es bnei Yisrael. But we'll soon see that we have a big nafkemina l'alocha between the shita of Rabbi Eliezer and the shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Tur in Simen Tof Reish Chofei writes a long introduction to Hilchoy Sukkah. I will quote just a few words that he writes. V'asukis sho'imer akosuv sho'yishivonu bohem heim anone kvoidoi שהקיפון בוהם לבל יקה בוהם שורוב ושמש, ודוגמו לו זה ציוונו לאסויס סוכויס כדי שנזכור נפלאויסוב ונראויסוב. Says the Tur that the tam ha-mitzvah of Sukkah, the reason of the mitzvah of Sukkah is in order we should remember the miracle that Hashem did to us, that He protected us through the clouds, through the Anone HaKovod that He placed around Am Yisrael. Asks the Bach, why does the Tur have to explain the Tama Mitzvah of Sukkah? It's not the derech of the Tur, it's not the way of the Tur to explain Taimea Mitzvahs. So why here by Sukkah, the Tur explains in length the Tama Mitzvah of Mitzvah Sukkah? Answers the Bach, we find in the Torah three mitzvahs that the Torah writes the reason the Tama Mitzvah. And they are mitzvahs tzitzis, the Torah says, lema'an tizkeru. Tefillin, the Torah writes, the Torah says, lema'an tiyeh teiras Hashem beficho. And sukkah, the Torah says, lema'an yeidu d'roiseichem, ki basukkah yisoy shavti es bnei Yisrael, boitzi oisom me'eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Bach, since we see that by these three mitzvahs, the Torah writes the Tama Mitzvah, the reason of the Mitzvah, that's a simen, that's a proof that the Torah wants us, when we are Mekayim, one of these three Mitzvahs, that we should have an additional Kavone, besides the regular Kavone that we all know a person has to have before he's Mekayim a Mitzvah, since we paskin la'alocha Mitzvois Tzrichois Kavone, besides that regular Kavone of L'shem Kiyum a Mitzvah, we have to have an additional kavone l'shem tam mitzvah, which means that by tzitzis we have to have an additional kavone l'man tizkeru, and by tefillin we have to have an additional kavone of l'man tir tiras Hashem beficho, and by sukkos we have to have an additional kavone to remember ki basukkos hoishavti es bnei Yisrael boitzi oisom me'eretz Mitzrayim. If so comes out that we have a big nafkemine between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it comes out that this additional kavone that we're supposed to have by Sukkah is supposed to be Zecher Le'anon Yaakovid. According to Rabbi Eliezer, again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, comes out that this additional kavone that we have by Sukkah must be Zecher Le'anon Yaakovid. And according to Rabbi Akiva, this additional kavone that we're supposed to have by Sukkah has to be Zecher L'Sukkos Mamesh that Am Yisrael built for themselves. That's one big nafkemine between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Says the Bach, we have another nafkemine between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. The Pasuk says, Leman yedu dureiseichem, ki basukos hoishavti es bnei Yisrael, behoitzi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. What is the meaning of the last words of the Pasuk? Behoitzi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, when did Am Yisrael build the Sukkos Mamish? Says the Bach, Am Yisrael built them on Chodesh Tishrei, a half a year after Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim. We know that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim was Chodesh Nisan. A half a year later came Chodesh Tishrei, and it started to get cold outside. Then Am Yisrael built Sukkos Mamish, built for themselves Sukkos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, comes out that on Sukkos, we make a Sukkah, Zecher L'Sukkos Mamesh, which took place exactly in the same time, Chodesh Tishrei. So according to Rabbi Akiva, comes out that what the Pasuk says, Behoitzi Oysa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that's not a part of the additional Kavonah that we're supposed to have, since the Sukkos Mamesh that Am Yisrael built has nothing to do with the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, since it took place a half a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. If so, says the Bach, according to Rabbi Akiva, the additional kavane must be Zecher L'Sukkos Mamesh. That's all. And the Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim is not necessary. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim is not necessary. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Eliezer, since the Sukkos is referring to the Anon Yaakovid, and we all know that the Anon Yaakovid started right in the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim Tesvov Benison, so it comes out that when we have to have this additional Kavona, Zecher L'Anon Yaakovid, it's not enough to have Kavona Zecher L'Anon Yaakovid. We have to have Kavona Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, since through we remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim through the miracle of Anon Yaakovid. Comes out that Anon Yaakovid and Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is all one thing, and that's pshat in the Pasuk. Therefore, comes out that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the additional kavone that we're supposed to have b'kiyum mitzvah sukkah is Zecher L'Anon Yaakovid and Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not enough to have kavone Zecher L'Anon Yaakovid, we have to also have kavone Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are the words of the Bach. So it comes out that we have a big nafkemina la'alocha between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And since the tour, as we mentioned before, paskins beferush, like the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that the mitzvah of sukkah is zeicher la'anon yaakovid, comes out that la'alocha, then every person, when before he starts to be mekayim in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, he has to have two kavones. One kavone is L'shem mitzvahs, L'shem kiyum mitzvah sukkah, and the additional kavone is Zecher L'Anon Yaakovid and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, this additional kavone that we mentioned in the name of the Bach, the Loshon of the Bach is that the additional kavone is mitzvah ketikuno. It's mashma from that Loshon of the Bach that it's only a din l'chatchile, and that's how the Prima Godim writes in Simen Tof Reish Chofei, the Prima Godim says that this additional kavone that the Bach mentions is only a halacha lechatchila, bedieved, if someone had kavone only l'sheim mitzvah sishiva sukkah and did not have kavone for this additional kavone of Zecher L'Anon Yaakovid in Yetzias Mitzrayim, bedieved, says the Prima Godim, he's yoytzei dechoivo. On the other hand, we find in the Bikur Yankiv, in Simen Tof Reish Chofei, that writes that since the Torah wrote the Tama Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, Mimele comes out that this additional Kavone is Me'akev in the Mitzvah. And according to the Bikur Yankiv, comes out that a person could have the most mehudar dike Sukkah, he can have Sukkas Chazonish, he can have the most beautiful Sukkah, and even if he has kavona l'shem mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, if he doesn't have kavona, the additional kavona, zecher la'anon Yaakovid and zecher l'tias mitzrayim, he's not yoytzei the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Le'alocho, the Mishneh Berurah, in Simen Tov Reish Chofei, writes, like the Prima Godim, that B'di'eved, if someone did not have this additional kavone, he just had kavone l'shem mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, B'di'eved is yoytzei dei choivo. The Gemara says, Ki oso ravdimi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kro, Chaga Sukko is tase lecho, Makish Sukko lechagige. Ma chagige dover she'enu mekabel tumo, v'gidule min ha'oretz, Af Sukko dover she'enu mekabel tumo, v'gidule min ha'oretz. We find in Shut Marcheshes, Simen Yutes, Siv Cotton Beis, that asks a very interesting kasha on the Gemara we have just read. We find in the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that Goylol is metame atumo chamuro tumas shivo. What does the word Goylol mean? We find a machloikes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which is brought down in Tesvis in Ksubes on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi's shita is that Goylol means the cover of the Orein Hameis. If we have a coffin and inside is a dead body, the cover of the coffin is called Goylol. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam says that Goylol does not mean the cover of the Oren, but it means the Matzeva, which is upon the kever. Now, the Gemara in Chulin says, as we mentioned, that the Goylol is Metame Atumo Chamuro Tumas Shiva, which means that if someone touches this Goylol, even though he does not touch the mace, he becomes Tomei Atumo Chamuro Tumas Shiva, the same degree of Tuma as if he touches a mace. Now, we have a Machloikis there in the Gemara and Chulin. What's the Mokar, what's the source of this Halacha of Tumas Goylo? One Tane says that we learn out of a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chol asher yigal pnei asode. That Pasuk comes to teach us this mechudish diked tumah, which is called tumas goylol, and one Tana says that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Lekule alme, the goylol is metame atum chamura tumas shivo. We find now another machloikis in Sukkah, daf chovdalad omud aleph, machloikis between Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Meir. What's the din if a person makes a behema a goylol? He takes a behema and makes it a goylol, which means, according to Rashi, he takes a live behemoth and ties it to the Oren HaMeis, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, he takes a live behemoth and ties it to the kever, that the behemoth should be a matzeva. This goylol, which is a live behemoth, is it metame tum chamuro, like a regular goylol, or not? Rabbi Yudah holds that a live behemoth is also metame tumas goylol. Rabbi Meir is choylek, that a live behemoth cannot be metame, is not tomei tumas goylol. La'alocha, the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yude, that a live behemoth is also metame tumas goylol, a tumu chamuro, which means that someone who touches that behemoth becomes tomei tumas shivo. If so, ask the Marcheshes, comes out that a korban chagige is also called dovra mekabel tumo. Since the korban chagige could be tomei tumas goylol, if a person will take the korban chagige and use it as a cover for the Oren HaMeis, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, he'll make from the korban chagige, he'll make a matzeva, this beheime, this korban chagige, will be tomei tumu chamuro tumas shivo, tumas goylol. If so, so how can the Gemara learn out from chagige that the sukkah, that the schach, must be Dover she'ena mekabel tumo, if we see that chagig itself is also mekabel tumo, so how can we learn out that the schach has to be dover she'ena mekabel tumo? Answers the Marcheshes to terutzim. The first teretz the Marcheshes says that this concept of tumas goylol must be only when the bailim is meyached the goylol to be a goylol, which means that if a stone or any other object fell incoincidentally, fell on the Oren HaMeis and covered it, without the yichud of the Bailim, it won't become tomei tumas goylo. Which means that in order for something to become tomei tumas goylo, you have to have the yichud of the Bailim, which means the Bailim is miyacheret to be the goylo on the Oren HaMeis, or to be the matzeva according to Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, says the Baruch Heshes, a korban chagige, since it belongs to Hegdish, a person was magdish a behemoth for a korban chagige, now this korban chagige belongs to Hegdish, so the Bailim that was magdish, doesn't have the power to miyached the korban chagige to be a goyel, which means that even if he'll say, and even if he'll take the chagige and tie it to the Oren HaMeis, it still would not be called miyuchad for a goylal, because he's not the Bailim. Which means that only the Bailim could be miyached the goylal to become a goylal and to become tomei tumas shivo. Therefore, says the Maharal Cheshes, that a chagige is not shaykh for it to become tomei tumas goylal, and therefore the Gemara learns out very well from chagige that also the sukkah must be from Dover She'ena Mekabel Tume. This Teretz of the Maharal Cheshes, Lanius Daiti, is a little bit difficult. Why? Because the Gemara is Doicha de Limud from Chagige. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in the beginning of the Amud, the Gemara is Doicha de Limud from Chagige, and the Gemara says, Ima Chagige Bali Chaim, Afsuko Nami Bali Chaim. The Gemara says that if we learn out from Chagige, should be that we should be able to mesakech the sukkah with a live behemoth. Now, according to the teretz of the Marcheshes, what's the Gemara's kasha? Bishle mechagige is not mekabel tume, as we said, since the Bailim cannot be meyacheded for a goylo. But a behemas chulin, if someone wants to mesakech with a behemas chulin, we'll tell him he cannot be mesakech. Why? Because behemas chulin could become tomei tumas goylo. Since if the Bailim is miyached the behemas chulin to become a goylol, it becomes a goylol, and it's tomei tumah chamura tumah shiva. If so, you could not be mesakech with a live behemah because it's makabel tumah. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So this teretz lanius daiti of the Maharal Cheshes is tzorech iyun, but the Maharal Cheshes says a second teretz, a very geshmak teretz. The Maharal Cheshes says that we find in the Mishneh in Oyalois, Perek Tes Vav, Mishneh Tes, that the Mishneh says that if we have a chovis, a barrel, which is full of mashkim, and the barrel is mukof tzomit posil, and he took this barrel, the bailim of the barrel took the barrel, and made it a goylol lekever, so the Mishneh says, Hanoigea bo tomei tumas shivo, v'achovis v'amashkin tohirin. The Mishneh says a gevaldike chidush, that this goylol, the bailim made from this chovis which has in it mashkim, the bailim made from it a goylol. In spite of that even though the one who touches the chovis becomes tomei tumas shiva tuma chamura, in spite of that the actual chovis and the mashkim which are inside remain toher. How could that be? The choira, it's a stira. If the person who touches the chovis becomes tomei, tumo chamura, tumas shiva, tumas goylo, it must be that the chovis is also tomei. How could it be that the chovis remains toher and the mashkim inside remain toher, and the person who touches the chovis becomes tomei, tumas shiva? You see from there, says the Maharal Cheshes, that this tumo, which is called tumas goylo, is a mechudesh dike tumo. It's not a regular tumo. And the agdoro of the tumah is, the gedder of the tumah is, that really the goyel does not become tomei. The goyel just transfers the tumah from the mace to the person that touches the goyel. Which means that the goyel has no tumah atzmis. It's not a cheftza of a tumah. It's just a way to transfer the tumah from the mace to the person who touches the goyel. And therefore, says the Maharal Cheshes, our Gemara is very, very good. That's pshat, that the Korban Chagige, even though someone who touches the Korban Chagige if we make the Korban Chagiga a goylol, someone who will touch the Korban Chagiga will become tomei tumas shiva, but the korban itself remains tor, like we see by Chovis. If so, that's the limud of the Gemara. What the Gemara learns out, that sukkah from Chagiga is very good, just like Chagiga. Even though the one who touches it, if a person made the Chagiga a goylol, even though the person who touches the Chagiga will become tomei, but the Chagiga itself is einoy mekabel tuma, does not become tomei. The same thing by sukkah. The sukkah also must be from something which is not mekabel tuma. Now, says the Marcheshes, at loy mi baye l'shitas harambam, the shita of the Rambam is that the goylul is metame only as long as it's on when it's on the kever. Once you separated the goylul from the kever, the goylul is not metame anymore. Tumah chamura, it's not metame at all. So according to the Rambam, it's poshut, the teretz of the Marcheshes, that we see mamish this yisoid, that the whole gzeras hakosuv of goylul, which is metame tumu chamuro, is only when it's on the kever itself, and then it transfers the tumu to the person who touches the goylul. But the actual goylul itself is not tumi. And the raya to that is that once the goylul separates from the kever ameis, it remains tor. It's not metame anymore. Even if someone will touch the goylul, after the goylul is removed from the kever, someone that touches it does not become tomei according to the Rambam. But says the Marcheshes, even according to Rashi in Eruvin, the Rashi in Eruvin says that the goylul continues to be metame even after it departed from the kever ameis, from the oren ameis. Even though according to Rashi, still, we must say this yesoid, that it's not a tum atzmis, the goylol, which is metame even after it left the kever ameis, the oren ameis. It's still metame, but the actual goylol is not a heftz of a tumo. It only transfers the tumo from the meis, even though it's separated already from the meis, it still transfers the tumo from the meis to the one who touches the goylol, and that's Agzeras HaKosuv, or like the Gemara says in Chulin Etz HaLoch HaMeshu MeSinai. Mimele, therefore, according to this Yesoid, comes out, as we mentioned before, that the limud of the Gemara, that the Gemara learns out, Sukkah from Chagige, is very, very good and understood. I found in the Oruch Laner and Krisis, who also says this Yesoid of the Marcheshes, and he adds one word, and he says that the gather of the Tumas Goylol is a tzinor to transfer the Tumo from the mace to the person who touches the Goylol. But really, the Goylol itself remains Toher, the Heftza of the Goylol remains a Heftza of a Dover Toher, and therefore the Limud of the Gemara from Sukkah, from Chagige, is very, very good. The Gemara says, Maskiflo Rabbi Yirmiye ve'eime yain korush habo misinir. We find in the Rash, in Maseches Tyres Peregimel, the end of Mishneh Beis, that the Rash says that yain korush is not oichel and also not mashke. It's something in between. And therefore, says the Rash, that yain korush is not mekabel tuma, since it's not oichel and not a mashke. Asks the Chassam Sofer in the Chidushim here in Sukkah, that from our Gemara we see not like the Rash. Why? Because according to the Rash, what's the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara asks, Ve'ime yain korush abo misnir. Maybe what the pasuk says mi'kvecha is referring to the actual wine, and even though we cannot be mesakech with regular wine, but maybe the pasuk is referring to yain korush. And with Yain Korush, we could be Mesakech. Therefore, the Gemara says, so if so, we have no Mokor, we have no source, that you have to be Mesakech with Dover Sheni Mekabel Tumeh. Why? Because Yain Korush is Mekabel Tumeh. That's L'choira, the Kasha of the Gemara. So we see Mefurish in our Gemara, that Yain Korush is Mekabel Tumeh, not like the Rash. The same question we find in Chuvis Marasham, Chelek Aleph, Simin Lametes, that the Marasham brings the same kasha of the Chasam Sofer that we just mentioned, and the Chasam Sofer and the Marasham answer the same teretz. And they say as follows. We must say that according to the Rash, the kasha of the Gemara is Enochanami, the kasha is not from Yikvecho, from Yain. Why? Because we can explain the Pasuk that it's referring to Yain Korosh, and in spite of that, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Just the kasha of the Gemara is that since we can explain the Pasuk Umi Yikvecho, B'Yain Korosh, which means that the Mikvecho is not speaking about Psoiles Yekev, it's speaking about the Yekev Atzmoy. If so, also migornecho, what the Pasuk says, ba'os b'cho migornecho mikvecho, so we're makish gornecho to yikvecho. And just like yikvecho is speaking about the actual wine, so migornecho is speaking about the actual goyren and not psoiles goyren. And if so, if it's speaking about the actual goyren, goyren itself is mekabel tumo, chitim and so'irim are mekabel tumo. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is that al korchoch we can explain the yikvecho that it's speaking by yain korosh. And if so, we say that the gornecho is also speaking by goyren mamish. And if so, comes out that the pasuk is speaking even by things which are mekabel tumo. Since the garnecho is the actual food and it's mekabel tumah, so we have no mocker from this pasuk that you have to mesakech with dover she'ena mekabel tumah. On the contrary, we see that you could be mesakech even with garnecho, which is mekabel tumah. That's how the Chasam Sofer and the Maharsham answer the kasha from the Gemara according to the Rash. But the Chasam Sofer adds that this teretz is a little bit difficult, a little bit doichak. Why? Because even if we'll explain the word in the pasuk, umiyikvecho, that it's referring to yain korush, we can make a hekesh migornecho to yikvecho and say, just like yikvecho is speaking about something which is not mekabel tumo, that since according to the Rash, yain korush is not mekabel tumo. So in the taicha, the pasuk miyikvecho is speaking about something which is not mekabel tumo. The same thing, migornecho, is speaking by something that's not mekabel tume. And what's that? That psoilas goyren. So if so, we have a mokor from this posuk that you have to be mesakech with something that's not mekabel tume. That's why, says the Chasam Sofer, the teretz we mentioned before is a little bit doichak. I would just like to mention one small point, that there are some people who read the Lashon of the Gemara, ve'eime yain korush habo mishanir, with a shin. But that's a mistake. The meaning of the taich in the Gemara, the real way to read the Gemara is senir. And what's the raya? The raya is because we find a mefurusha posuk in Dvorim, Paragimel posuk tes, the posuk says, Tzidoinim yikre'u lechermoin siryoin, v'ho emoiri yikre'u loy senir. So we see mefurish in the Torah that there is a place which is called Senir and not Shenir. Therefore, the same thing in the Gemara, we have to read, the right way to read the Gemara is Yain Korush Habo Misenir. We will start now a new sugya. The Mishnah says, Chavile Kash, v'chavile Eitzim, v'chavile Zerodin, Ein Mesakhin Bohen. We see in the Gemara that this psul that ein mesakhin bohen is only midrabbonon, like the Gemara says, this gzeira, but midoraisa they're kosher lesikuch. We find in the Mishneh Negoim, Perek Yud Beis Mishneh Hei, that the Mishneh says, Keitzad ri'iyas habayis, v'tziva hakoyen ufinu es habayis. The koyen commands the balabais to be mefane, to take out all what's in the house. Va'afilu chavili eitzim, va'afilu chavili kanim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the balabais has to take out from the house even chavili eitzim and even chavili kanim, which means that even though chavili eitzim and chavili kanim are not kelim and they're not mekabel tume, any regular tume they're not mekabel since they're not kelim. But even though the Nama Kabel Tume, the Balabais has a chiyuv to take them out of the house before the Koyen is metam in the house. The Poshet Pshat in Rabbi Yudah is that we see that Tumas Negoyim is different than other Tumas, which means that even Chavili Eitzim and Chavili Kanim, that they are not Kalim, they are not Mekabel Tume by any other Tuma, but in Tumas Bais HaMenuga, they're Mekabel Tume, and therefore the Balabais must take them out before the Koyen will be Metame in the house. Asks the Mishneh LeMelech in Perek Yudalid Mitumas Tzoras Halocha Dalid that according to Rabbi Yudah, and that's how the Rama Paskins, how do we explain our sugya? In our sugya we see specifically that Chavili Kashin Chavili Eitzim Midir Raisa Akosho LeSikuch. And if we see in the Mishneh Negoyim that Chavili Kashin Chavili Eitzim are Mekabel Tume Bebayis HaMenuga, so if they should be posul the sikuch midiraisa, that's the kasha of the Mishneh LeMelech. Says the Mishneh LeMelech, we must say that what Rabbi Yudah says that the mitzvah of ufinu es habayis vafilu chavili eitzim vafilu chavili kanim, it's not pshat that if the balabais won't take out the chavili eitzim and the chavili kanim and the koyen will be metamed habayis, then the Chavili Eitzim and the Chavili Kanim will mekabel tumo bebayis hamenuga. That's incorrect, says the Mishneh LeMelech. According to Rabbi Yudah, what the Torah says, that the Kohen commands the Balabais to take out all what's in the house, it's not a heichatimtze. It's not because the Torah does not want the chafotzim, the objects of the Balabais, to become tomei. That's not the reason of the Torah, of the commanding of Ufinu Sabais. The commandment, the tzivoy of Ufinu Sabais, according to Rabbi Yudah, is Gzeras HaKosov, which means that in order for the Koyen to be Metamed Abayis, the Balabais must take out everything, all the objects which are in the house. But Enoch Hanami, if he did not take out the objects that are in the house, so whatever is not a kli, even though the Kohen afterwards was metame de bais, only the kelim are mekabel tuma bebais hamenuga. But whatever is not a kli is not mekabel tuma. Therefore, comes out, says the Mishneh LeMelech, that it's no kasha from our sugya, because chavili eitzim and chavili kanim eino hanami are not mekabel tuma bebais hamenuga. Just what the Torah says, ufinu es habayis, it's a gzeras hakosuv, that in order for the Kohen to be metame the bais must be empty. And since Chavili Eitzim and Chavili Kanim are not Mekabel Tumo, the bais HaMenuga, therefore, our sugi is very good. Therefore, the kosher midiraisa lesikuch. According to the Mishneh LeMelech, comes out, and the Mishneh LeMelech continues to say that the Sefer of the Mishneh we see that Rab Shimon and Rab Meir disagree with Rab Yudah. And they say that the mitzvah of Ufinu es Habayis is only a hechatimtze. It's only because HaToyro chaso al memoyon shel Yisrael. It's only in order that the kelim of the bayis should not become tomei. Therefore, the Torah is metzave Ufinu es Habayis. So say Rab Shimon and Rab Meir, whatever is mekabel tume, that the Torah commands to take out of the house. But Chavile Eitzim and Chavile Kanim, which are not kelim, so they're not mekabel tume, on that there's no chiyuv to take out from the house. Says the Mishneh LeMelech that it comes out that we have here a machloikis between Rab Yudah and Rab Shimon and Rab Meir, if this mitzvah of Ufinu es Habayis is a mitzvah chiyuvis, or it's only a mitzvah reshus. According to Rab Yudah, comes out that there's a chiyuv to take out whatever is in the house, and it has nothing to do with the Kabbalah's tumah, which will take place after the Kohen is metame the house. It's a gzeras hakosuv that in order for the Kohen to be metame the house, the Balabais must empty out the house. On the other hand, Rab Shimon and Rab Meir hold, no, the whole halacha of Uvufinu Sabais is only a Eitzah Toivah. If the Balabais doesn't care that his kelim should become tomei, then he has no chiyuv to take out. the Kohen will be metame the house, and everything, all the kelim which are in the house, will be mekabel tume. But the Eitzim, and Chavile Kanim, they would not be mekabel tume, according to Rab Shimon and Ramir, and that also Rab Yude agrees that not mekabel tume. Just nafkemina is if there's a chiyuv, like we said before, to mefane everything which is in the house. These are the words of the Mishneh Melech that he answers the kasha from Ar Sugiyah. But the Mishneh Melech ends off and says that in the Gemara in Moed Katan Dav Zayin we see mefurish in the Gemara that what Rabbi Yude in the Goyim says in the Mishneh in the Goyim says that afilu chavili eitzim and afilu chavili kanim that the Baal Bayis has to take out is because that it should not be mekabel tume bebeis hamenuga, which means that we see mefurish in the Gemara in Moed Katan that it's not the way we said before that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's also even according to Rabbi Yude, it's also a itzah toivo. The Torah tells us be mefane whatever is in the house, even chavili eitzim and even chavili kanim, in order that it should not be mekabel tume. Because if the Kohen will be metame in the house, and the Chavile Eitzim and the Chavile Kanim will be in the house, they will be mekabel tume in Bayis HaMenuga. According to that, comes out that we have a contradiction between the Mishneh and the Goyim, and our Sugya on Daf Yud Beis. These are the words of the Mishneh Lemelech. But we find in the Mishneh Achroino, in the Mishneh over there in the Goyim, and also the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Mishnah over there in the Goyim, that disagree with the Mishnah in the Melech. And they say that if you say Pshat in Rab Yude, in the Mishnah in the Goyim, that Rab Yude holds that Chavile Eitzim and Chavile Kanim will be Mekabel Tume Bebayis HaMenuga, then there's no nafkemina between Chavile Eitzim and Chavile Kanim and Psoiles Goyen VeYekev. So if so, also Psoiles Goyen VeYekev will be mekabel tume bebayis hamenuga. So if so, say that the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah and the Mishnah Achroino, that it must be that the Torah, even though the Torah was makpid, that you cannot be mesakech bedover a mekabel tume, but that's only in a regular tume, a tume which is necessary to be a kli in order to be mekabel tume. But in this special chidush of the Torah, bebayis hamenuga, that even chavili eitzim are mekabel tuma, that the Torah is not memayit, since we see that the Torah says that you should be mesakech with psoiles goyen v'yekev. And psoiles goyen v'yekev is mekabel tuma bebayis hamenuga. So we see from over there that the whole kpeda of the Torah, that you should not be mesakech bebayis hamenuga, you should not be mesakech bedover mekabel tuma, that's only a regular tuma, an ordinary tuma. But whatever is metam mekabel tume bayis hamenuga, that the Torah is not makpid. Therefore, there's no kashe from the words of Reb Yude in the Mishneh Negoyim to our Mishneh on Daf Yudbeis here in Sukkah. There's no stire and there's no kashe. V'hakol bo al mekoymei besholim. The Gemara says, Omarav Yehude Omarav, sichecho bechitzin zchorim kesheiro, Benekevois psulo. The Gemara asks, what's the chiddush that nekevois psulo? So the Gemara says, Mao de teime beis kibul ha'osui lemalois loishmei kibul komashmalon. Which means that the chiddush is that even though that the beis kibul of the nekevois is meant to be filled up with the metal part of the chetz, in spite of that, we say that beis kibul also lemalo is shmei beis kibul, it has a shem beis kibul, and it has a shem kli, so it's mekabel tumo, and therefore it's posul lesikuch. We find in Shut Shvus Yankev, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Gimel, that he asks astira bedivrei harambam. The Rambam, in Hilchois Sukkah, Perek Hei Halocha Hei, Paskins our Gemara Lalocha, and the Rambam writes that if he's mesakech bechitzim nekevois, the sukkah is posul. And the Rambam says, afal pi shu osui lemalois bebarzel, beis kibulu umekabel tume Kechol klei beis kibul. The Rambam says, and in spite of that, that the nekevois are osu lemalois, the derech is to fill them up with a barzel. In spite of that, we say that it's called a beis kibul and it's mekabel tumo, and therefore it's posul lesikuch. On the other hand, we find in the Rambam, in Perek Beis Mihilchos Kelim Halacha Gimel, that the Rambam there writes that beis kibul ha'osu lemalois ain't a beis kibul, which means that the filling is mevatel the shame beis kibul, so it's not a kli anymore. Therefore, it's not mekabel tumo. So we have a contradiction in the Rambam. And the truth is that we already find in the Rishonim that ask this theory in the Rambam. We find in the Tshuvas HaMiuchoseis LaRamban, Simen Reish Tesvov, and Tshuvas HaRashbo, Simen Kuf Tzadikei, who ask this theory in the Rambam, and they remain Betzorich Yun. The Shvus Yankev says that we could answer the theory in the Rambam the same way Tosfos answers the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos here in our Omud, the Dibra Maschel Maldetemet, Tosfos says that we have a kasha on Rashi, a stira in the words of Rashi. On one hand, Rashi explains our Gemara that by Nekevois, the reason why it's possible, because Beis Kibul Ha'osui Lemalois, Shmei Beis Kibul, it's called a Kli, and it's Mekabel Tuma. On the other hand, we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf, Samech, Ches, Omud Aleph, that the Shita of Chachomim over there, the way Rashi explains the Chachomim, comes out, Mefurish, that Beis Kibul, the Osi Lemalois, Loishmei Beis Kibul, it loses its shame Beis Kibul, and it's not Mekabel Tume. So we have the same stira we have in the Rambam, we also have in the Shita of Rashi. Answers Tosfos that we could say that the difference is that by Chitzim Nekevois, the derech is once in a while to take out the filling of the metal, which means that since we once in a while take out the filling, so the beis kibul of the chetz of the nekevois has a shame of a beis kibul, and the milui is not mevatel the shame beis kibul. Therefore, it's mekabel tuma, and it has a shame kli. On the other hand, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, there it's speaking that the milui, the filling of the beis kibul, is meant to be there forever, and we don't take it out, and therefore it's mevatel. The filling of the beis kibul is mevatel the shem beis kibul, and therefore it's not mekabel anymore tuma. Says the Shvus Yankiv, we could say the same answer b'shitas Rambam, that chitzim nekevas are different since once in a while we take out the filling of the metal, therefore they're mekabel tuma. On the other hand, the Rambam, in Perek Beis Milkos Kelim, there the Rambam is speaking when the filling is never meant to be taken out, and therefore there it's mevatel the Beis Kibul, and it does not have a Shem Kli, and it's not mekabel tuma anymore. That's the teretz of the Shvus Yankiv. We find in a few other Achroinim who say a different teretz. We find in the Oruch Laner here in Sukkah, and also we find in the Agoyes Divrei Nechemyo, here on Sukkah, a different teretz. And they say that the answer to the stir in the Rambam is that the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah is speaking when he was mesakech bechitzim nekevois before the chitzim were filled up with the barzel, with the metal. Therefore, if he puts on the schach chitzim nekevois, which without any filling, then the Rambam says that they're mekabel tumo, because we have here a base kibul, which is not filled up, and since it's mekabel tuma, it's posul lesikuch. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Kelim is speaking after we filled up the base kibul. So once we filled up the base kibul, we are mevatel the shame base kibul, we're mevatel the shame kli, and therefore there, it's not mekabel tuma anymore. Says the Divrei Nechemya, we must say this chiluk, because if we're speaking here, if the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah is speaking after he filled in the metal into the chitzim nekevois, if so, says the Divrei Nechemya, also by chitzim schorim, they should be posel l'sikuch. Why? Because if you already connected the metal into the chitzim schorim, so comes out that the chitzim schorim have a din of yodois legabe the barzel, legabe the metal, therefore the mekabel tumo midin yodois. Therefore we must say that our Gemara and the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah are speaking when he's mesakech with the chitzim without the metal filling. And therefore, by nekevois, it has a shame based kibul, even though it's also lemalis, it's also ilemalis, since now the base kibul is not full filled up, therefore it has a shame kli and it's mekabel tumo, and therefore it's posul lesikuch. Says the Divrei Nechemya that we find mefurish and the Rioz in our sugya here on the Rif. The Rioz says befirush, specifically the Rioz says that our Mish Gemara is speaking before we filled in the metal piece in the chitzim nekevois, and therefore they have a shame based kibul, and therefore the mekabel tumah and posul lesikuch. That's the teretz of the Oruch Laner and the Divrei Nechemya to answer the stira in the Rambam. But we find in the Kehilos Yainkiv on Sukkah Simen Yud that brings this teretz of the Achronim that we just mentioned, and he asks on them from the Mishnah in Mikvois. We find in the Mishnah in Mikvois, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, that the Mishnah there speaks about a few examples of kelim which are filled up and closed. We'll mention one of them. One of them is tefillin. Tefillin, the Mishnah says, if tefillin became tomei, so the Mishnah says, how do we toivel the tefillin? We have to be toivel them. So the Mishnah says we do not have to open up the tefillin in order to toivel them in the water. We can toivel them the way they are, even though they're closed. That's the words of the Mishnah in Mikvois. Asks the stipler, if we see that tefillin, if tefillin are able to be toiveled, must be that they were mekabel tumah. Asks the stipler, according to the Achronim we just mentioned, how come tefillin are mekabel tumah? The base kibul of tefillin is already mole, is already full. We're talking here about the tefillin which got tumah, became tomei, after they were closed and filled with the parshiyos. So asks the Kehilos Yainkiv, how could the tefillin become tomei if they're already, since the tefillin are already filled up with the parshiyos and closed, if so, they lose the shame based kibul, so they should not be mekabel tumah. Answers the Kehilos Yainkiv, we must say, and we find already this yesoid in the Chazon Ish, and also we find this yesoid in the Me'iri, in Sanhedrin, the end of Perek Zayin, that when do we say that a base kibul, which is filled up, it loses the shame base kibul, and it doesn't have a shame kli, that's only when it's filled up completely without any air inside. It's stuffed up. Then it loses the shame base kibul. But if the base kibul is filled up in a way which remains air inside, like tefillin, when we put in the parshiyos in the tefillin, there's still a lot of air inside, then, and we close the tefillin, then we say that the base kibul does not lose its shame base kibul. It still has a shame base kibul because it's holding the parshiyos. We do not regard it as if the tefillin are stuffed up and lost the shame base kibul. Then they're mekabel tumah, even they are full with the parshiyos, since they're not completely full, they do not lose the shame kli, the shame base kibul. We regard them as if they're holding the tefillin, the batim, or holding the parshiyos, which gives them a shame kli, in spite of the fact that they have something inside, and in spite of the fact that they're closed. On the other hand, what we say, what the Achronim say, that a base kibul or osi lemalois, and which was already filled up, is not mekabel tumah, that's when it's filled up completely, that then it loses the shame base kibul, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah anymore. Those are the words of the stipler and Kehilos Yainkiv, Simen Yud. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbe Bar Bar Chane, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Sichecho Banitze Pishton Pesulo. If someone is mesakech his sukkah with a nitzei pishton, the sukkah is posel. Rashi writes that the reason why the sukkah is posel is because the nitzei pishton are mekabel tumas negoim. Just like A beged which is made from tzemer or from pishtim is mekabel tumas negoim. The same thing applies legabe anitze pishton. They're also mekabel tumas negoim, tumas tzoras, and therefore the posel sikuch, just like by any other schach which is mekabel tuma, that's posel lesikuch. Tosfos here in Dibra Matchil Banitze Pishton is Choylik on Rashi, and Tosfos brings a few rayas that if the Pishton wasn't Tovu yet, wasn't weaved yet, it's not Mekabel Tumas Negoim. And since Anitze Pishton are holding before the Tviyah, before the weaving, therefore they're not Mekabel Tumas Negoim. So why is the Sukkah Posel? Says Tosfos, we must say the Sukkah is posel only midrabanan. Why? Because since the anitze pishton are holding right before the tvir, right before the weaving, they're korev letuma. The lashon of Tosfos is korev hu letuma. It's korev to become tomei tuma deraise by tumas negoim. Therefore, midrabanan it's posel. So Tosfos' shita is that Anitze Pishton are posel lesikuch midirabonon, and Rashi's shita is that they're posel midiraisa. We find a third shita in the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchoy Sukkah, Perek Hei, Halocha Dalet. The Rambam writes that the reason why the Sukkah, if it's mesukach with anitze Pishton, is posel, the reason is, the Rambam says, Mipnei shenishtaneis tzurosoi ukiilu einon migidule karka. Since the anitze pishton went through a process, they're not the same the way they were, the way they were originally. So chachomim were mesakin that in order for the schach to be kosher lesikuch, it has to be nikar on the schach that is gidul karka. And if we change the form of the schach and it does not look anymore like the original way it looked when it was, when it, the way it grew, it's posel lesikuch midirabonon. Says the Mishneh Brura in Simen Tof Reish Choftes that we have an afkemina la'alocha between the shita of the Rambam and the shita of Tosfos and Rashi. What will be the din if someone wants to be mesakech with a nitzei tzemer gefen? Tzemer gefen is katan. Katan, we know, is not mekabel tumo. Al kolponi midiraisa. Which means, katan, the Torah says, only tzemer or pishton. But katan is not mekabel tuma midiraisa. Therefore, so if someone wants to be mesakech with anitzei tzemer gefen, anitzei katan, so according to Tosfos and Rashi, it's kosher lesikuch. Why? Because there's no shaychas of tuma legabe katan, there's no tuma. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, it will be posel lesikuch. Why? Because since the katan was changed from its original form, it's not niker that it's gidul lekarka. Therefore, according to the Rambam, the sukkah will be posel midrabanan. We find another interesting nafkamina in the Bikurei Yankiv in Simen Tof Reish Choftes Sif Kotten Aleph that the Bikurei Yankiv writes. What's the din if someone wants to be mesakech a sukkah with paper? We know that in those days, people used to make paper from grass and weeds. So grass and weeds are not mekabel tuma, and the gedulo min ha'aretz. Says the Bikurei Yankiv that according to Tosfos and Rashi, it will be kosher lesikuch. If someone wants a mesakech with paper, it will be kosher lesikuch, since the paper is gidule min ha'aretz, it's made from grass and weeds, and it's not mekabel tuma, so it's kosher lesikuch. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, since it was mishtane nishtane, it's not the tzuro, it's not the original form of the grass and the weeds, therefore it's not nikar on the paper that it's gidule karka, therefore it's posul lesikuch midirabonon. The Mishneh Brura paskins la halacha that we have to be machmir like Shitas HaRambam, and we could not use lesikuch, the katan that we mentioned before, and according to the Mishneh Brura comes out also that we could not be mesakech with paper.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.